John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
This gentleman will be at Helium Comedy Club tonight and tomorrow night for two shows at 7:30 and 10. And then Saturday night, there's a midnight taping of his podcast, which is called...
Matt and Shane's Secret Podcast.
So, and it's a secret, so I really shouldn't have said anything.
It was supposed to be.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Right. I thought the mic was down on purpose.
Shane Gillis is here with us, and you can get tickets for his show at heliumcomedy.com or 215-496-9001. It is good to see you again, sir.
Yeah, man. Thanks for having me.
We were counting on you bringing something from Sheetz, but now you're living in Astoria. You couldn't help us out at all.
Yeah.
And I couldn't remember, is it the chicken or the onion rings? That's the big thing at Sheetz.
At Sheetz, I think it's just that they have a fryer.
Fryer. That's
the big thing.
Mozzarella sticks.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah.
So if you can fry it, they've got it.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So how are things, sir? It's been at least a year since we last saw you.
Yeah. It's good.
It's good?
Yeah, things are a little wacky lately.
I should mention a former member of Saturday Night Live. Is that the right way to put that?
Yeah, I guess. I think just the shortest
cast tenured
member ever.
How long were you a member of Saturday Night Live?
Less than a week. It was like,
less than a week.
It was like 5 days, maybe.
Really?
It was pretty quick. Got me. Yeah, they got me like right away.
All right. So they
announced it 5 hours later.
I
was in trouble.
That's good vetting.
That's some incredible
really
vetting
quality
there.
Vetting.
At least
you were good enough to make it.
Right.
And we think about it that way.
Yeah, I'm all right with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the way it goes is that Shane's in his podcast, which obviously was not as much of a secret as he thought, used a derogatory Asian word.
I did.
Right. Yeah. And
it's pretty unforgivable.
I can't believe
we have him on today.
It sounds like it sounds like if they were throwing you in jail, you would say they threw him in the clink. Mm. He used that word.
Oh.
All right?
I did. Right. Yeah.
Though it was a word that I probably used on the air for years, right? Nowadays, I have to say, well, it's kind of like clink.
It sucked because I was using like an old timey accent.
Right.
I was like, meh. Like, that's how
I was. 1940s.
I was talking like
that. It was really hard to tell you were lampooning racism.
And of all shows, a show that has been pushing boundaries for years.
Yeah.
Right? Because remember, they had that. Wasn't it Chris Rock who did that commercial for that cereal? N-word, please.
That was a great bit.
Right? You know, it's like, okay, you put that on the air, but this guy said something that sounds like Link in a podcast, and they fired your ass before you even got on the show.
Yeah, that happens.
All right. Tell us how it all went down, because I'm explaining much more of the story than I should be.
No. That's, you got it. That's it.
All right, so
it was...
it's now in your hands.
No.
John's trying for the sequel here.
As soon as when I was getting the job, I was like, oh, this will be a problem.
Right.
Because I know, I knew what the podcast, I know what I have.
Right.
And why, what I think's funny is usually inappropriate things. So
when you applied, you were probably like, this isn't going to happen anyways.
The whole time I was like my agents had asked me, they were like, do you want to do SNL? And I was like, no.
I'll
never get that.
Then
SNL sent me a writer's packet to fill out, and I just never filled it out. And I was like, I'm not gonna be on this show. There's no way I'm gonna be on this show. And then they had seen me do stand up a couple times, so they were like, why don't you just come in and audition? And
test.
And so I was like, all right, I have to do that. Because you audition like on the main stage.
Right, okay. Well, that's gotta be cool.
In front of everybody. It's really cool. So I did that, and I got it. And I knew I was getting it. The whole time, I was like, I'm definitely going to get it. I'm going to get it, and now I'm screwed. And, I got the phone call. They were like, we're going to put you straight to cast, which is pretty crazy. And then as soon as that happened, I wasn't excited. I was like, it was just so surreal. I think that was more of it.
Uh-huh.
But I was also like, oh, they're going to kill me when they hear this podcast. Like, I'm definitely...
But you only did this one time?
No. The whole podcast is inappropriate.
Oh, I see.
That's the point of the
podcast. I see.
Like, it is...
I see.
That's what we think.
Which is weird for a comedian.
Being inappropriate.
Very unheard
today's,
of.
Today's, to say, like, taboo things is kind of always been what I thought was funny.
It used to be
as
that
a comic,
way. Sure.
Yeah. And today,
and especially on podcasts,
yeah. And so that was, yeah, that was just lingering.
That, so yeah, all the time you knew there's no way this was going to go through, and they were the last to find out.
They, yeah, well, what they do, because they're not used to searching for podcasts, because they don't,
right.
They typically don't hire comedians. They hire a lot of, like, improv, sketch,
right,
stuff
right.
like that. So none of them really have podcasts. Most comics now have podcasts, but they just check your social media. They check, like, Twitter, Instagram, mm-hmm. Facebook, see if you, and I don't put jokes online.
Right.
So I was, they were like, oh, you're fine. And I was like,
okay, you guys sure?
But it was funny because I was also going into it like, hey, I've never said the N-word.
Right.
I'm good.
Right.
I was like, I'm definitely clean. And then they got me on Asians.
Uh-huh.
Well, they hired one at the same time as you, so that didn't
yeah,
help.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah. Who, he's great. I mean, that's the thing, too. It's like I had no, there's no, like, ill will. I got it. As soon as they were like, I was going in for meetings and stuff, and I was like, you guys are going to have to fire me. They were like, no, we're trying. We're trying. And I was like, I'm telling you, you're going to have to fire me. There's no way. They're not going to let it go. Nobody's going to let it go. And then, that cast member, he's awesome. Everybody was great. They were all nice people. And, I don't think anybody really, you know, everybody was like really bummed that this took place.
All right. Now, did they tell you on the phone? Did they send you an email? Did they tell you in person?
I got a phone call.
You got a phone call?
Yeah.
Well, that's because you're too big. You probably frightened the hell out of Lorne Michaels. Right? You come up to, he comes up to maybe your boobs.
Yeah. Thank you. he's great though. That guy's awesome.
Okay.
He really is awesome.
What did you do for your audition? I've never gotten to actually answer somebody about SNL audition.
I just, as a comedian, I just did 5 minutes of stand-up.
Really?
Oh. Yeah, just did stand-up. I didn't have to do characters. I didn't have to, yeah.
And who's in it? It's in front of Lorne and how many people?
It's like, that's what's really crazy about it, because it's like it's the main stage, and then it's an empty studio. The whole place is empty except for like a table of writers and like Lorne Michaels.
Wow.
So you go on stage and it's like the
do they
time,
laugh?
They did the whole time, which I was told by everybody they don't laugh.
Uh-huh.
Probably because, you know, it's a bunch of improv kids going on and doing act outs, which is probably just super
look, I'm a bus driver.
Yeah. But I did stand up and they laughed. But I will say this, because the whole time, like I said, I was kind of like, I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care. And that helped immensely. So everyone else was very nervous, and I just walked out. I was like, hey, I don't think I'm going to get this. I don't care. And I did well.
But so they were hiring you just to prove you wrong.
Yeah. But the moment I walked out and like saw the stage, and then the adrenaline came. And that was the most nervous I've been during a set. And for like my hand was shaking, holding the mic. Like it was crazy.
Wow.
Yeah, it is no joke. That place is... That place does matter. It's cool to see. Yeah.
And I'm in shock over a TV show that has pushed the boundaries so much. And, one word and, And the other question is, I guess, you know, how many people would have known, but once they knew, it was too late.
Oh, yeah. I don't think anybody would have ever seen that clip, ever. It was on YouTube. It had like 2,000 views. That were just our fans.
It was a year old, wasn't it?
It was a year old. Yeah. It was the only thing we've ever put on YouTube. And it's pretty funny that that's what got me. And also, it's not like it was that hard to find, though. Like, the guy YouTubed my name.
And there
clicked it probably about 4 minutes in the episode. It's like, all right, we got him. It's going to be easy to get me. That's why I really couldn't like fully apologize the whole time. I just had to be like, because if I apologized for it, which I didn't feel sorry, I was just going to have to keep apologizing.
Right.
Like every day I'd be like, oh yeah, I also said that. Yeah. That's also bad. Sorry.
So there was a link that went to.
No. I see you reaching for it. Don't do it.
Okay. I'm thinking how many words rhyme with that right now. So there's that part of your life.
Yeah.
How's everything else in your life going?
Everything's good.
Yeah.
Right.
Is there a woman in your life now? Are you dating?
Yeah.
Is she Asian?
She is not.
Okay.
But,
gonna, what the hell? Might as well ask.
that'd be pretty funny.
It would be hilarious.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, everything's good. The whole thing blew over like I, you know, knew it would. Because I didn't think anyone cared from the start. Nobody was offended.
Right.
Other than some white people.
Yep.
Right.
That was who was offended.
Right. Yeah, right. That 1%, half of 1%.
Just people on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
And that's enough now to like bully companies. People get scared of that. So.
No, it's true. Bed Bath & Beyond just pulled the black banners yesterday. We talked about that.
Yeah. Like I said, you know, that's why I'm happy that I'm closer to death than the rest of you. But you're going to have to deal with this crap much longer than I will. Well, Shane Gillis is appearing tonight and tomorrow night for two shows at 7:30 to 10 at Helium Comedy. And then midnight on Saturday, you'll be doing your podcast. You'll be recording your podcast, and people are welcome to be part of that. And any other words you might use? Are you going to do your old-timey guy?
Is the classic old-timey bit coming back? No, I've been trying to avoid that bit.
Tickets are available through heliumcomedy.com or 215-496-9001. Thanks so much for coming
in. Yeah, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
John DeBella.
Put your underpants back on now.
Yes, that's John DeBella. Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.